Hi and welcome. My name is Jack Register and I am the host of The Organizing Therapist. This podcast is a little bit different for those of us in the behavioral health world because it's meant to talk about the organizing principles of how therapists can come together and actually work towards systemic change. This podcast is going to highlight some of the sort of macro level, big picture kinds of skill sets that are important in this organizing kind of work. So I've been a therapist and social worker for over 20 years and actually have worked in policy-related positions as someone who's also clinical and did a lot of translating between what does it mean when systems of government or insurance companies and whatnot make changes to a policy, what does that mean to us on the ground? And I've been thinking a lot in recent years about how the behavioral health system has dramatically shifted and changed and how I want to be able to share the skills that I have, not only as a social worker trained in macro community organizing principles, but as a clinician who's actually done that work, and to think about how we can come together as a community, regardless of whether you are a counselor, a marriage and family therapist, a psychiatric nurse, a psychiatrist, an addiction counselor, or whatnot. Now that I'm also licensed in multiple jurisdictions and we're getting ready for the compacts to come online in social work and in counseling, with the idea that many of us are moving to a telemedicine format of serving multiple states, we're all consistently up against this wall of how do we get paid in the right way. So I wanted to put together a podcast since I've had some success with this in my clinical life in terms of offering skills and whatnot. One of the important things about a podcast like this is that everything that's shared here comes out of my own experience and is my own opinion and does not represent any organization where I'm a member of or affiliated with. In the future, I hope to have guests come on and talk about what do they see happening and want to be able to create a safe space for us as clinicians to be able to have these conversations and to look at the idea of how can we use some collective energy and some collective power without putting anybody's job at risk. So it's difficult if you are someone who's just coming into the field and you're sort of experiencing all of the corporatization and all of the questions and whatnot, and you turn to those of us who've been around for a while and say, well, why is it like this? And for those of us who have been around, things are very different now than the rules were whenever I first got licensed in the very early 2000s. It was a very different story in terms of how do you show up and what kind of expectations were there and how long did you need to be in practice before you could actually go into private practice and what does all of that kind of thing mean and how did the rules of reimbursement even come about? So that's what my hope is to be able to share with you all in this podcast. The thinking is that we will have a podcast episode drop at least every other week, sometimes once a week if possible. And that they will be short enough that you'll be able to be on the treadmill, you'll be able to be on your commute, you might even be able to have a cup of coffee or whatnot, and just kind of sit and think between sessions. We will have on the website a form where if you're interested in being a part of the podcast and being interviewed, we will have that as well. And the process for that will be you complete this simple form, then you do an interview with me, and we set up some predetermined questions so that when we're actually in the live interview, you don't have to worry about trying to remember everything. And again, the idea with this is that we're simply sharing information with each other with the notion that we are trying to help raise the bar in terms of our competence and how these skill sets get to play out. One of the key things that'll come up in this dialogue are some of the philosophical differences in all of the sister professions of behavioral health and how some of us are trained in ways that others are not. So there's not meant to be a privileging that one group of practitioners may have more information than others, because we have physicians who are a part of the behavioral health world, and they are struggling as much as the rest of us are. And so the idea is that there is no one group who has this completely and totally correct. And what we have to do is to share what we know so that everybody can be in a different place with the conversation. So welcome to The Organizing Therapist. I'm really glad that you're here. My name is Jack, and I'll be your host. I'm an LCSW. I'm an addiction counselor at the clinical level. I'm a clinical supervisor. I'm a practice owner. I do some contract work here and there, and I'm also a professor. And have been in the past the government relations director for the North Carolina chapter of NASW, as well as the director of the North Carolina chapter of NAMI. And then at the national level, I was a contract CEO for a national healthcare group working in Congress. So I have experiences in both the federal and the state level. In our next podcast, we're going to kind of talk about expectations and what you can expect to come out of the episodes in this particular podcast. So we're glad you're here. Welcome. Pull up a chair and let's chat.